You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, in honor of the Super Bowl that's next week, we're going to order up our top five Super Bowl matchups we wish we saw, or Super Bowl matchups that we hope to see. From 5 to 1, what say you, D?
Okay, so the first one I have here is I'd like to see the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions. I just think it would be good stories all around. You'd have the backing of, you know, seeing Goff get to the Super Bowl without the Rams and having a chance to win Detroit. It's you know, it's a Super Bowl. And then on the other side, you've got the Buffalo Bills who, you know, went to 4 Super Bowls in the 90s and lost, and they've got their savior, Josh Allen. And to see them get there, it would just be – it's one of those Super Bowls where regardless of who wins, you know, everyone would be happy of the outcome there. And then at number 4, so for me, something I never got to see that I really wanted to see and I rooted for it, you know, in the moment was, you know, in 1994, it was Joe Montana's last season. And the 49ers were really good that year. And I really wanted to see the 1994 Chiefs versus the 1994 49ers and kind of just close the chapter on the Joe Montana's career where he would end it playing in the Super Bowl for the team he went to at the end of his career. And he'd be playing against the team that drafted him and then replaced him with Steve Young. And it would have been great to see Steve Young and Joe Montana after all those times practicing against each other and rooting for each other to see them clash in the Super Bowl. I think that would just have been epic. Number 3, I'd really like to see the Bears play the Colts again. And that was the year that, you know, Peyton won his Super Bowl. You know, I'd want to see them play the game in like good weather because they played it and it poured. And you know, the Bears had Rex Grossman, which can't believe that guy got made to the Super Bowl, and the Colts weren't stellar. I think the final score was like 34-17 or something like that. But I really truly felt like if, you know, the Bears had such a good defense that year, Peanut Tillman and Briggs and Urlacher and Tank Johnson, I really feel like if they had a good weather game or a fair weather game, it would have been a closer game. They would have given Peyton more of a problem than they did. Number 2, now this is a game I wouldn't want to rewatch again, but I'd want it to be played again, and that's the 2007 Patriots and the 2007 Giants. We all know how that game ended, but it would have been nice to really see like a team win all their games in the regular season and then go on to win the Super Bowl just like the Dolphins had done all those years prior. And you know, listen, the Giants did it. Nothing can take it away from them. But, man, the Patriots should have won that damn Super Bowl. And it's really one of the few blemishes in Tom Brady's career. And number 1, this might shock you, but my favorite Super Bowl that I remember watching as a kid was when the Carolina Panthers played the New England Patriots. Because it was a back-and-back. It was a back-and-forth Super Bowl. And you really didn't know who was going to win. If I remember correctly, the game was played in Houston, and this was Tom Brady's second Super Bowl. And, you know, it was just like, wow, the Carolina Panthers are here. They got Jake Delhomme. They've got Mushin Mohammed. They have a really good defense, and they've been playing with Julius Peppers was on that team. And you had Tom Brady, who was trying to make the team a dynasty, and it was just a back-and-forth game. Like, I remember every time you looked up, someone scored. And it all came down to Adam Vinatieri at the end. And you know, that game I'd just love to rewatch again. I wouldn't want it to play out any differently, obviously, but I'd just like to see that Super Bowl again. What do you got?
Those are great choices. You really can't go wrong with them. There's a couple of recency biases, but I definitely, we need to reach back a little bit. Number five for me, I would alter Super Bowl 35. And just because the Giants got their ass kicked by the Ravens. While it did happen.
38-7, I believe.
34-7, yep.
34?
Okay. Yeah. Now, I would have loved to have seen the Ravens offense. As a Giant fan, I'm glad my team got there. Kerry Collins got them there. It was an improbable run, even though they were the number one seed. Like, that team, like, you wouldn't necessarily think, yeah.
A sober Kerry Collins got there, by the way.
Yes. Kerry Collins, when his head on was on straight, was a very good quarterback.
No, he was a better drunk. He's way better drunk, but he got there sober, which was the impressive part of the whole thing.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And they beat the snot out of the Minnesota Vikings to get there. And that's a Minnesota Vikings team that...
Yeah, 41-0?
41-0. Randy Moss, Chris Carter, that prolific offense.
Cunningham.
Yeah, Randy Woodson. Cunningham. The number one offense in the league that year. 0 points. Squad douche. Against the Giants at Giant Stadium. I would have loved to have seen what that offense could have done against your Ravens defense. With the Goose and Ray Lewis.
Tony Boulware.
Tony Boulware.
Chris McAllister.
Yes, sir.
Rod Woodson.
And then on the other side with Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes.
You know, Jamal Lewis. Like, you had guys on that team. You had guys on that squad. I would have been very interested to see what the Ravens and the Vikings would have done, because the Giants didn't exactly put up a... As happy as I was for them to get there.
That's a good one, Z. I never thought about that one.
Number four. I'm thinking back. I'm reaching back again. I'm looking for Super Bowl 27, right? 1992-1993 season. Buffalo at the tail end with Marv Levy and Jim Kelly got straight blowed out by the Cowboys. 17. Buffalo knocked off at home. So Miami was at home. I would have liked to have seen that matchup, Cowboys-Dolphins, just because, you know, Dan Marino never made it back.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to have seen Dan Marino in one more Super Bowl. Just one more. That's it.
When you go back and watch the one Super Bowl he went to when he played the 49ers, my man was throwing bombs in that game. Bombs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like... You know, you think, you know, oh, we'll always make it back. Exactly what I said earlier in the Fade program. It was, do I think that I'm going to make it back? Right? You hope so, but nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is ever guaranteed. Number three. Another Dan Marino, actually. I would have loved to have seen in Super Bowl 20, 85 Bears go up against the Dolphins just to see what Dan Marino would do against the 85 Bears.
Yes.
As a road team, as the wild card, beat the doors off the Dolphins. Again, the Dolphins choked at home. I sense a theme. And New England got crushed by the Bears. I like to think that Miami would have put up more of a fight. But who knows? Because we never got to see it. Number two. I would have liked to have seen in the outdoor Super Bowl, instead of Denver getting its doors blown off 43-8, maybe would have seen the Patriots. And the Patriots were second, right? So it was a bad look, right? And there's that's one reason why we're probably never going to get a Super Bowl up in the Northeast ever again, until we get a retractable roof.
The weather was not bad that day, though.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it definitely, like, it definitely contributed. It definitely contributed. But yeah, the Broncos did not come to play that day. So it would have been nice. I think the Patriots would have put up more of a representative fight than the Broncos did. And number one, the one that started it all, I'm going back to Super Bowl 36. That's right. The infamous Tuck Rule. If the Tuck Rule was enforced. Now, we went over this. You said it would be the Steelers. I still think the Raiders would have pulled it out. I still think we could have seen Raiders-Rams. Either one would have been a good matchup. Obviously, we got the Patriots, and it started a dynasty, and that was a great game. I'm not going to lie. That was a great game. But I got to say that we would have been... I think we would have been happy with any of those games. And with the Tuck Rule being what it was, I got to think that the Raiders would have ridden that momentum if the Tuck Rule wasn't applied. I think they would have ridden the momentum to an appearance in the Super Bowl, if not an outright win. But those are our lists. Yours. Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoute Podcast. Drop us a DM on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And who knows? We may share on the air.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.